Oasis Audio presents What the Bible Says About the Future by Oasis Audio, read for you by Sharon Clausen. Introduction. The future is the great unknown. While we may think we have a pretty good idea about what might happen in certain situations, such as when two sports teams play and one is heavily favored over the other, we can't be sure. Upsets occur. That's why they play the game. Many future scenarios are much more serious, of course, and can produce nervousness, stress, or fear. We might wonder, for example, about world events that seem totally out of our control, including the economy, weather, and war. Or our concerns about helplessness could be much more personal. A biopsy report, a job interview, a promising relationship, a trip into a dangerous area. The Bible has much to say about the future and how we approach it. We know very little about what will happen next, and we certainly have virtually no control over future events. But God does. So consulting God's Word on this topic makes a lot of sense. This CD will help you understand what the Bible says about the future and how to face it. The first truth we discover is that God is in control. God rules. Theologians like to use the word sovereignty when referring to God. A sovereign is a ruler, a king, and God is the ultimate king of the universe. Nothing happens outside of his rule. Even powerful King Nebuchadnezzar recognized this truth. After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven. My sanity returned, and I praised and worshiped the Most High and honored the one who lives forever. His rule is everlasting, and his kingdom is eternal. All the people of the earth are nothing compared to him. He does as he pleases among the angels of heaven and among the people of the earth. No one can stop him or say to him, "What do you mean by doing these things?" Daniel 4, verses 34 to 35. In Daniel's day, Babylon was the world superpower, and Nebuchadnezzar effectively ruled the world. As the centuries have rolled past, many others have sought dominion, and history is littered with the likes of Napoleon, Hitler, and Stalin, to name a few. But only God ultimately rules. So when you hear the rants and predictions of contemporary despots or wannabe emperors, remember that God is our sovereign. Be encouraged and live in faith. An awesome sight. The Old Testament prophets were often given a glimpse of the future that they, then, would pass on to their constituencies. These messages came from God, and the prophets were humbled by their awesome task. Isaiah, in fact, was blown away by his vision of the Almighty. "It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each having six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. They were calling out to each other, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory.' Their voices shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then I said, 'It's all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among a people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies.'" Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 5. Seeing God in his glory would be humbling and intimidating, to say the least. And God has given us this awe-inspiring glimpse through Isaiah. But it should also instill great confidence knowing who God is and that he is in charge. Like Isaiah, humble yourself before your awesome God, then be willing and ready to serve him. Forever and ever. God's reign is not recent or temporary. He is eternal. That is, God has always been and always will be. Thus, his sovereign reign will extend forever. When God delivered Israel from Egypt in what we now call the Exodus,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?